Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian. Tonight we're going to be talking about archetypes and also how to make your own soul collage. And what that is, ladies and gentlemen, is it's about a magazine that you take out from a magazine, from a magazine, and you just rip out the pages based on what your archetypes are and what they're going to be, whether it be the shadow or it be the light side, it's up to you. I make one for the shadow and the light because it helps to balance out your energy, which is, you know, a really hard thing for people to do because it helps to balance out your yin and your yang, which is part of your grounding. So the best thing for you to do is not to pick out anything specific from the magazine, but pick out what you feel in the magazine. So if you want to pick out a picture of a guy holding a gun, well, you want to pick out a guy holding a gun, you know, when you're angry, pick it out. You know, it's better to take a picture than it is to take your anger on somebody else when you're angry. Like tonight, you know, I got kind of angry because I was thinking about what this person told me about not living up to my expectations. Well, I picked out a picture of an object that helped me to see my potential and not listen to others, but listen to myself. So it's just kind of like that, you know, you just go with your emotions on how you feel that day. If you feel like picking up a pack of cigarettes, you know, it's not healthy for you, pick up a magazine and just go through the magazine, rip out the papers, pick out the ones that you're attached to, and make a collage. And the best way to make a collage is get a blank piece of paper, get some stick glue, and just start making your collage. Just cut out the magazines, cut out the pictures. You can make the collage any way you want to. Don't have to be anything specific. Just cut them out and paste them. It's kind of like if you're in a mental hospital, okay, and all you are is in a white room and you have really nothing else to do but to make soul collages every day. Well, that's what I did. And it really helped me, and it actually fulfills the soul. You connect with your archetypes. You connect with even to the point where you can look at a Jesus picture and start talking to Jesus, like we're talking right now. And that's how you open up your psychic ability and your intuition. So it's very, very interesting, very cool, and I just want to share that with everybody. So tonight we're going to be talking about soul collages, archetypes, and tarot card readings and how to read your own tarot cards. And I'm going to train you tonight when you ask me a question. Please have a magazine handy. If you don't have a magazine, I do have pictures here that I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask you questions based on whatever you ask me. So just to let people know, I'm going to be doing a show a little bit different from now on so that people can get in touch with their own intuition and start using it. I think that's more beneficial than for me to tell you your own future, because the future is always changing. So let's see what these messages from these archetypes have tonight. So the first call I'm going to start with is from the 956 area. You're on the air with me. Please state your name and your question and where you're from.
This is Tony.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Tony. Can you hear me?
Yeah. And where are you calling from?
I'm from Texas.
Texas, okay. And based on what I was talking about, soul collages, have you ever heard of soul collages before?
No, I haven't. I've never heard of it, but I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay, have you ever made a soul collage before?
No.
Okay, so do you have a magazine handy?
No, I do not. I just have a notebook, blank notebook, no magazine.
Okay. So I'm going to pick out some pictures that's going to describe your personality, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what one describes you. And so, but first, I would like you to ask a question.
Okay, my question is a relationship question.
Okay.
And it's in regards to first of the mentors. His name's Robert, and I want to see what holds in the future for us, or if there's even a future.
Are you having difficulties with relationships?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you feel, just a personal question, how do you feel when somebody tells you that you don't feel like you have potential in yourself? Like, say if somebody came up to you and you're in a relationship, and they feel like you wasn't living up to your potential, how do you feel mm-hmm. about that?
Well, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Okay, so that's just something I would throw into that, because a lady told me that tonight when I was in a relationship. They said that
mm-hmm.
I wasn't living up to my potential and my to my potential needs. And how
mm-hmm.
to improve how to improve myself. So that's just based on perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing for you to do is to pick out a picture, okay, that describes you in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And any negative thought or any negative suggestions that someone gives you is based on perception. It's not based on your perception. It's based on their opinion and their advice. Everybody is different. I know someone that's been in a relationship for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and they're together, and the person doesn't work, lives on Social Security, doesn't have a car, don't have a license, and the other person is the caretaker. Okay, so we're going to look into the archetypes based on those things. Some
mm-hmm.
people are a little more needy, okay? There are people who they have that archetype about them where it's always about them. It's always about, I want you to improve yourself. I want you to live up to your potential, blah, 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 blah. And then there's other people that just like to take care of people. And that's not
mm-hmm.
because they're lazy. It's because maybe they have a disability and they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just, they're created differently. But the other people can't see that. The only thing they see is me, So if you look at the archetype, based on your archetype, how would you describe your personality if I were to look at this picture of this big giant building, this skyscraper? Would you describe yourself as somebody who likes heights? Would you describe yourself as somebody who likes open space? How would you describe yourself?
I would say someone that likes open space.
Open space?
Yes.
And do you like heights?
I don't have a problem with it. I'm not
okay,
scared,
so
I'm a go-getter.
Based on this card, from what I'm getting, this card really resonates with you. I could feel that with this card. Okay, this just comes from me. even though it's my opinion. What I get with this card is that you're somebody who sets high standards for yourself, which is good, because you got to set high standards for yourself in a relationship. You're also somebody who looks on a deeper level, somebody who looks on a higher perspective, someone who is always soul-searching and searching out for other people and knowledge. Am I right?
You are correct.
And so what I get from this, also from this card, is it has a sense of sweetness to it. So you're a very sweet and generous person. You like other people to share their thoughts, their ideas, their perspective, their advice. You like to receive advice, but if it's something that's personal, like what this lady told me about not living up to your expectations, that's really hurtful, you know, because it makes you think that, you know, what is my high expectations and what is their high expectations? So there's two pros and cons in that you have to look at. You know, there's two archetypes that you're working with. There's the needy, and then there's the people who are the caretakers.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe yourself? Would you describe yourself as somebody who is needy, or would you describe yourself as somebody who is a caretaker?
I would say caretaker, because I like to give a lot. And sometimes I feel like when I give, you know, some people do not like to give back, which
right.
I don't mind.
And those are the needy people.
And I really do not mind, because I feel that the more you give, good things will come to you. I mean, all
right.
In time, of course. And it makes me feel good.
So do you look at yourself as more someone as the rescuer instead of the victim?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, even a rescuer can also be a victim at times in certain circumstances in this archetype, because according to this book, it says that in the Soul Collage, it says that the people who are the most giving can be the person of the victim, because the people who depend on them the most are the ones that depend on them and they don't depend on themselves. So then you become overwhelmed. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed because of that. It's like, okay, you depend on me, but I don't have time for you.
Mm-hmm.
I only have time for me. And sometimes you feel that way. And sometimes you feel kind of overwhelmed by a lot of people. Is that right?
Well, I mean, I pretty much keep to myself on this. Somebody asks me for advice or something, so I try not to get myself too overwhelmed.
So if you were to pick out, you were to describe your personality, I mean, we already told you, but if you were to pick out this type of person from a magazine, what would he look like and what would be his archetypes?
What would he look like?
How would you describe him?
I would describe him tall, light brown hair, possibly colored eyes, built, semi-built, medium size, personal.
Well, that's very beautiful, you know, and I think, like I said, you like the sweetness in the guys. You like the beauty in the guys. And you look inside the personality. You don't look at what they have or what they need. And that's the perception that you're putting out into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And you're manifesting that thought, that creation. And it is coming to you. You're able to pull that energy, that positive vibration. Because anything negative that comes from other people saying that you're not worthy of them just because you don't live up to your high expectations, that's not love. I'm sorry, that's not love. That's not unconditional love. unconditional love is love without conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning it doesn't matter who you are, what you have, or where you're going.
Exactly.
And I can, you know, it's kind of sad to say, but this person that I know that's been in this relationship for that long, I really don't like. Honestly, I really don't like them. But I'm going to say that just because he's a Virgo, I don't connect with Virgos because they think they know it all. But honestly, you know what I'm going to say about that? I think that he has the right idea about unconditional love.
Yes, because you mentioned
he's in alignment with the Christ consciousness. As long as he stays in alignment, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people out there are not.
True.
They'll use you, they will abuse you, and they will take everything that you have. And I'm not afraid to say that, because that's what people do. And even Cupid talks about, in the archetypes, he talks about that in his perception, love is nothing more than manipulating and controlling others. Not the kind of love that they know, but the kind of love that we know as humans.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true, because what do? We try to control, we try to manipulate, we try to hypnotize, you know. And 9 times out of 10, that's all you see that guys do to girls. They try to, they'll try to manipulate them, or the girl will try to manipulate the guy. And this all goes back to the time of the Garden of Eden, you know. And, you know, we try to put the blame on other people, you know. But that's the kind of unconditional love that you want to attract. And you want to pick out in the archetypes and be very specific when you pick them out who you want to attract in your life. Because I know that you want a relationship. And I know you want to attract the right people in your life.
True.
So that you don't have to keep repeating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've known some very, very powerful healers, people that can go into your DNA and change everything about you. But what they don't know is they can't change anything about themselves. They used to come to me all for help and saying, they're saying, Adrian, this, I have horrible relationships. I can't get in and know that. Why can't I find my twin flame? Because you're searching all in the wrong places.
Maybe that's what I'm doing, Adrian. I'm searching in the wrong place.
I am too, and it's a learning experience. I'm, you know, it's like this guy told me today. He's like, Adrian, you're only 29 years old. You're still young.
Really? You're 29? Wow.
Yeah, I'm 29. You're still young. You take your time. You'll find the right one.
You're very young.
But honestly, I have the wisdom to understand what that means, what these archetypes are meaning, because I've been studying these archetypes since I was a little kid.
Wow.
You know, so a lot of it is our lack of knowledge, I think, to understand what we're attracting. You know, and then people all become into your life for a reason, for a season and a lifetime. A reason,
well,
a season, and a lifetime. That's what I heard.
True. And they're meant to stay, I guess, will stay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not.
But I just want you to attract the right people, not the shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been trying to do. Maybe I've just been trying to bring more light into these people's lives, you know. And this lady told me, she says, well, feeding light into their lives doesn't pay the bills. It doesn't have no value. It doesn't pay the bills. It don't have no value. It can't pay the rent. You know, she was telling me all this stuff, and I was thinking, you know what? I'm like, that has nothing to do with the mundane. That has nothing to do with it. That is complete unconditional love that we all share with each other.
Yes, because you're trying to help out people out of the goodness of your heart.
Yeah.
And that should
that
mean...
That doesn't add up to me, you know?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, if you're doing it because you want to, it's good. I mean, now if you're doing it because you want to get money out of it, I know most people, when you ask them for advice, they'll ask you for a fee. And
sure, I mean, it's like...
They're not willing.
I believe that in a relationship, yeah, you do have to have all that stuff. You have to pay the rent. You have to have a car. You gotta go to a job and work a mundane job. Yes, you have to have all that, but feeding someone the light, you know, that has nothing to do with the mundane. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion on that, you know?
Everybody sees things differently.
Everyone's perspective is different.
When I call for half, like, we're psychic, or, you know, when I call you, because it's going to be like the third time I've called, and, you know, I ask for something that I have a question on, it, you know, I think you're doing it, you're giving me your advice.
Mm-hmm. The only stupid question is one you don't ask.
True.
I mean, I had a psychic I used to talk to for years, you know, and I used to call him and he'd say, what a stupid question. What a dumb question. Why would you ask something like that? And I told him, I said, you know what? The only stupid question is one you don't ask.
That's how I
was raised, you know. And it's not a stupid question, you know.
I'm just curious. Curious. But
that's what I would like you to do, is I'd like you to make your own soul collage. And just go through a magazine, if you can get your hands on one. Go
mm-hmm.
through it. Rip out the pages, what you're feeling that day. Every day is a new day, so you're going to feel something different every day. You
well,
might
you know
see
what?
A picture of a unicorn you want to put it on there, you know?
Today I do feel so positive, so that's kind of like, I'm going to call, I mean, I don't know if you had a show last night or not, but like, I know sometimes you have, like, guest people on your show.
Yeah, we did have James Rink, he was a guest.
Yeah, and,
James Rink is actually the founder of Geological Technologies, actually Alien Technology. And he sells these really cool Neo cubes. You can go to his website. I told people I'd advertise for him, so you can go to his website and check out his Neo cubes on how they
work. What's the last name?
James Rink.
How do you spell the last name?
R-I-N-C-K.
E-K. James Rink.
James, all you do is go to his website, which is Neological Technologies.
Okay.
And look at his new cubes, understand it. He'll explain everything about that. And it's pretty cool stuff.
I will. You have them quite often, don't you, on your show?
It's been a while. Yeah, he comes off and on the show when he can.
You know, I think I've spoken with Monica, but I don't think she had her information.
Monica Regis?
Yes, her. I spoke with her. And she is...
Yeah, Monica, sometimes we'll have her on the show. She's also clairvoyant. She's telepathic. Oh. And she can channel different entities, different spirits. She made spirit contact. Mm-hmm. She can tell you the past and the future. She's pretty good. She's pretty telepathic.
I spoke with her. I don't know if you had her about 2 weeks ago. Maybe two,
mm-hmm.
3 weeks ago. That was when I spoke with you when I
mm-hmm.
called, and I think she was on air. But I didn't get her information. I normally write down when I speak to somebody and they give me
mm-hmm.
information to see what's gonna happen or, you know, to see the future.
Well,
let me look her up.
I did see a guy coming in your future, but the best way to focus your energy is by making a soul collage, is to fill your soul with knowledge, because when you fill your soul, it's like filling in the inner child.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fill the inner child, it helps you to focus your energy more. You know, it's like I say, when you get angry, you take out a picture. Or when you get, it's kind of like what we think of overcoming obstacles is different from what the archetypes look at overcoming obstacles. So it may like go in a different direction than we expect it to. That's how the future changes. Like for an example, I had a friend that made an archetype. How he felt about his neighbors. So
mm-hmm.
he did a soul collage on his neighbors on how to overcome it. And it went into a different, huge different direction to get him out of that rut with his neighbors. You see what I mean? Because then you start connecting with the energy of your archetypes. Like, for an example, this guy came over, a client of mine, tonight, and he had sugar diabetes, and he's had sugar diabetes all his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I told him, I said, did you know that soul collages can actually heal your sugar diabetes? Do you believe that it can heal you? He said, yes, I do believe. He says,
yeah.
I believe in you, Adrian. And I said, okay. I said, what I would like you to do is take out some pictures describing what your diabetes looks like. And then I said, I want you to also describe what your anger looks like, because anger is caused by diabetes, and a lot of people don't know that. It is your anger that has tied your soul.
I see.
So when I found out from the archetypes that he has sold his soul on a different level, it turns out that he did sell his soul on another level.
Oh, wow.
So what I did is I took that DNA and I put it back into his body. After I did that, he had to go to the hospital. Okay, he blacked out and he had to go to the hospital. So something in his body reacted and it changed. And whatever was in his body, it was trying to fight it off. It didn't like it. So
mm-hmm.
it pushed it out. So ladies and gentlemen, so anyways, from tonight, he is no longer a diabetic. And the doctors can't figure out what's wrong with him.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That is how powerful these archetypes are. And I want you to get the book. It's called Soul Collage by Susan Frost.
Susan Frost, T-R-O-F-T?
Yes. And if you want to go more in depth with this, get the book called Sacred Contracts by Susan Gregg.
Sacred Contract. But, yeah, I do. I mean, I really enjoyed listening to you because you make a lot of sense and you try to explain things. I mean, you really do.
The contact goes so much more deeper into the soul.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? I know there's like psychic and tarot readers. What is the difference between a psychic and a tarot? I mean, how do you, I know you said, you kept on saying that every day it changes time. I mean, things change every day of what's coming up. So, I mean, when somebody gives you like a time frame and things like that, I mean, it's not possible because every day is a different day.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. Let me tell you something about that. This may relate, and if it don't, then let me know. But I had a friend, you know, he's my friend because I have him on my show all the time, James Rink. Okay, this is, and he'll tell you the truth about this. Last night, I told him, I said, the biggest thing about people who are not making money is trust. And I said, when you learn to start trusting yourself that you can sell your NeoCubes and you can make money for yourself, you will start attracting. Just like tonight, you were curious about James Rink, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After I told him to make a soul collage about him selling his NeoCubes, yesterday morning, he made over $5,000.
Wow.
In one day.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that relate to your question?
I guess it's all, I mean, yeah, it does.
It's all about trust, and it's all about faith and believing in yourself. It has nothing to do with living up to your expectations.
I agree. I guess I expect things sometimes, but there's certain people, certain psychics that really attract me. And like you said, I was curious about James because I remembered him, and he was. I listened.
So when you learn to trust in the tarot, it will be any time frame that the psychic has told you. That your time frame might be different than theirs. So the change, mm-hmm. The future will change as you look further into the future. And it's kind of weird because it's like the movie, I don't know if you've seen the movie Next. Well, he could see 2 minutes into the future, and every mm-hmm. time when he would see into the future, he would change the outcome, and then something else would happen to change that outcome. So when you look into the future and you see a glimpse of it and you make one little move and you change something about your future, it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to change drastically. Just like I got in a situation where this person hacked into my computer, changed all my medical
mm-hmm.
files, saying that I had HIV. I made a soul collage to change the future. And I turned it on them. And that is not bad karma. That is justice. That is protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because when somebody attacks you, what are you going to do? You just going to stand there and let them punch you? Or are you going to put up
a guard? Well, I believe in karma. I'm a strong... That I'm going to tell you, but I believe in karma. What don't do wrong to others because it will come back to you. And I'm, you know,
yeah,
I don't
but
do
at
the
at the same time, you also have to believe in, you have to look at it in a different perspective. You have to look at it as in self-defense.
Yes, but I don't like, I believe that I'm not going to put myself in. I understand where you're coming because that was a horrible thing that person did to you. I mean, that is horrible. But me personally, the way someone would do something like that to me, I'm not going to put myself in their level, scoop to their level, because I think I'm
right.
A better person.
And you don't have to. Yeah. Even in self-defense, I took karate all my life, and the first thing I learned was self-defense, that you never go down to their level, to their belt. You always stay above the black belts.
When
you're on that level, then you start to understand. But I also believe that there has to be some kind of self-defense to protect yourself.
Yeah, there is, but I mean, that was way out of line what he would make up something like that.
I mean, there was a guy recently on the news that attacked this woman. She was in her house. And little did he know that she was a black belt. And he attacked her with a knife. He was going to stab her while she slept. She was hiding behind the counter when he did it. She grabbed the knife right out of his hands and snapped his neck, killed him. Because it was life-threatening, and it was only a matter of choice.
Mm-hmm.
She had to do it, because if she didn't, she would have risked her family to be murdered, you know?
Of course, in that situation, I understand the self-defense part, but not on gossip. I'm not much... I mean, it doesn't bother me. I'm very... what's the word? Homebody person. I rather stay home sometimes than to go out for the same reason that, you know.
But intuition is very important, too. We have to listen to our intuition when we know we're in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the deers in the mountains, when they know it's hunting season, they're gone.
Yes.
They don't stand around and figure out what that shotgun was.
That's so true. That is so true.
I mean, we're so just like humans, you know. We're so vulnerable, and we're just like humans. A lot of people think we're not, but we, you know, we're so connected to the animals, you know.
And yes, because, I mean, they're like humans. They're like us, having things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're more connected than a lot of people think we are with the animals. Our animal totems, they work with us as well. But I don't want to hold up the line too much. I want to get some other callers on here.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. You kept on chatting away. Thank you very much for the information. I'm going to go back to the archives and kind of go back and get some of the information. I know I do write on the page. It's a sacred, sacred contract.
Contract by Carolyn Mice, and also Susan Gregg, and also Sienna Frost, Soul Collage.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and then we'll be speaking some other time, okay?
You too. Thank you, and God bless you.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Let's go to the next caller. Let's see if we get this going here. All right. I think we're having some difficulties here.